Good morning. The warm front that brought the rain to the area yesterday morning continues to push to the north through southern Canada. And the door is open for an increasing south wind this morning. And overnight, with that south wind and cloud cover, temperatures remain on the mild side, and we're starting off the day in the high 50s and lower 60s. A few scattered showers moving through the area this morning as well, and with lots of clouds, we'll have more scattered showers flowing through this morning. Then, a cool front approaching from western and central New York will slice through the region later on today with more showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. This will allow the wind to flip around from the south to the west-northwest and usher in cooler and drier air starting tonight. High temperatures today out ahead of the front will be well up into the 60s to near 70, while behind the front tonight will slide back into the 40s. Tomorrow we'll start off with some clouds, but as that front continues to track to the east, we'll have increasing sunshine. The wind will increase as well out of the northwest, at times gusting over 25 to 30 miles per hour, driving in the cooler air, and temperatures will remain in the mid-50s. It'll feel cooler with that northwest wind. High pressure will settle in through midweek, which means dry weather for Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds both days. The milder air will come back in, though, with highs both days in the lower to middle 60s. A disturbance along a front on Friday will bring us mostly cloudy skies with a good chance at some rain, maybe a thunderstorm, and highs back into the mid-60s. And with a trough of low pressure overhead for the weekend, it looks a bit unsettled with mostly cloudy skies both Saturday and Sunday and the chance of showers both days and highs staying around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Carolinas and Delmarva region. Under the influence of an upper-level trough, strong, deep-layer south-southwesterly flow will overspread this area, and thunderstorms should increase and intensify into the afternoon near and just ahead of an eastward-advancing cold front. This should especially be the case across the Carolinas and eastern Virginia this afternoon, where favorable forcing for ascent is likely to coincide with a relatively moist and modestly unstable air mass. Damaging winds will be the primary hazard. And Tropical Storm Rafael is located 290 miles north of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and moving toward the north-northwest near 10 miles per hour away from the island. This general motion is expected to continue this morning, followed by a turn toward the north this afternoon or evening. On the forecast track, the center of Rafael will remain well east of the Bahamas today and could approach Bermuda by late tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast, and Rafael is expected to become a hurricane later today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Rome, Italy, at 2:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Burgos, Spain, at 10:49 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a southwest wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 3 degrees above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 54, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 24, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 21 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers near 70, Boston mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with late-day showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, windy and turning cooler with temperatures falling through the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 56, that's 6 degrees above normal. There was 42 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 88 hundredths, which is 82 hundredths below normal. And 29.55 inches for the year, which is 1.60 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 170 and 298 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 86, set in 1897, and the record low, 27, in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:12 p.m. 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, windy with increasing sunshine in the afternoon, cooler as well with highs in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Wednesday in the mid-60s. Breezy and mild Thursday, partly sunny in the lower to mid-60s. Chance of rain Friday, mid-60s, and scattered showers Saturday and Sunday with highs both days around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.